LeBron James has made his decision, and the effect on two American cities has been dramatic. Miami is even sunnier today after last night's news that the NBA's most coveted free agent is coming to South Florida. LeBron James will form a new power trio with fellow stars Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh in Cleveland, where James played for 7 years, and Ohio, where he grew up. There is a new layer of bitterness in a place where sports and hard luck have gone together for years. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
In the end, it took 11 seconds. After a buildup that lasted years, really, LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, Chris Bosh all structured their contracts the same in 2006 so they'd be free agents at the same time. A buildup over the last week filled with speculation and rumor by sports reporters. And just in case sports fans weren't completely delirious with anticipation, a final buildup last night.
At last, the time has arrived. The most coveted free agent in the history of the game, LeBron James. His decision, next.
Next was a relative term on the hour-long ESPN special, The Decision. After an endless parade of up nexts, next finally did arrive with those 11 seconds.
LeBron, what's your decision?
In this fall, man, this is very tough. In this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
Answer in hand, the questions began. LeBron, why Miami?
I feel like it's going to give me the best opportunity to win and to win for multiple years. I want to be able to win championships, and I feel like I can compete down there.
The Q&A continued, but for the 1 to 200 people watching at Harry Buffalo, a bar right next to the Cleveland Cavaliers home arena, the night was over as soon as James first uttered South Beach, sunny words that chilled Clevelanders to the core. For a city that last won a major professional sports championship in 1964, a city whose sports failures are cataloged in one-word descriptions like the drive, the fumble, the shot, now comes the decision. Outside Harry Buffalo, Stephanie Ramos from Cleveland was near tears.
I told them I feel like my heart's been ripped out, stomped on, and everything. Like, I can't even believe that he couldn't be loyal and try to win it. I feel like 10 championships there won't equal to one that he could have gotten here.
During his post-decision interview, James, who has the word loyalty tattooed on his chest, watched a video clip of a Clevelander burning his LeBron James Cavaliers jersey. James said, quote, "I can't get involved in that." But he added, he gave the franchise everything in his 7 years there and understands the pain his decision is causing.
I feel awful that I'm leaving. I feel even worse that I wasn't able to bring an NBA championship to that city, because I know they've been wanting a long time. And you know, to my real fans out there, I hope you guys continue to support me all the way in Miami. And I guess I'll see you guys, you know, this fall.
It's bound to be a chilly welcome when Miami visits Cleveland, not just from fans. On the team's website last night, Cavaliers owner Dan Gilbert wrote a blistering open letter in which he called James' decision a cowardly betrayal and a shameful display of selfishness by one of our own. Gilbert also guaranteed Cleveland will win an NBA title before, quote, the self-titled king wins one. Considering how the Cavs' heart and soul have been transplanted to Miami and how the Heat now have to be part of any championship conversation, Gilbert and his team are going to need a lot more than angry words. Tom Goldman, NPR News.